I've had two of my three graduation ceremonies affected by a global pandemic, which is just kind of a bizarre experience.
Utah State University student Deanne Evans was sick with the swine flu the day of her high school graduation in 2009 and could not attend the ceremony because of it. This year, as a result of the coronavirus global pandemic, university students throughout the state have had their graduation plans altered as well. Evans says she is just about to finish her second bachelor's degree and, like many students across the state, was looking forward to commencement.
It's hard to miss out on things, but it's just not worth risking catching it or carrying it to somebody who's at risk.
The country has been advised to avoid large gatherings and to practice social distancing to limit the spread of the illness. Evans says although she is disappointed in not being able to attend her commencement ceremony, she is glad the university is taking steps to protect the students, staff, and the community.
Several people that I love are high-risk individuals that may not survive getting coronavirus, and so I think it's very important to recognize that they're just trying to protect everybody.
Evans will be looking for a job as a secondary education English teacher after graduation and says while she knows there will be a need for educators, she isn't sure what that will look like with all the online school right now. Utah State University anticipates that in the next few weeks, they will be making an announcement as to what their commencement alternative to celebrate the achievement of graduates will be. UPR reporter Harley Barnes contributed to this report. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.